What have you changed your mind about recently? Now, I assume this person wants me to give some kind of philosophic answer and show, therefore, that I'm not a dogmatist and I'm not a blind follower of Ayn Rand, etc., etc. Maybe I'm wrong, but if that's the motive, you'll be disappointed to find that I'm still just as blind, narrow-minded, one-sided, authoritarian, whatever word you want. The older I get and the more I know, the more I'm in agreement with her. I haven't had an eye-opening experience of, oh my God, A isn't A. So if that's what you're looking for, I have to disappoint you, or else you have to think I'm lying. But I have changed my mind on a number of much lesser things, non-philosophical things. I'll give you a quick example. I think that the worst lie, you know what they call the big lie that the Nazis invented? The biggest of all big lies, in my opinion, is the person who coined the term golden ages, with the implication that when you get old, that's the highest you get wonderful experience. I've commented on that before, but that anybody could get away with a lie like that should be like the black agers, or that'll be taken as racist, I don't know, the dirt agers, whatever, something really bad as an adjective. Another thing that I've changed, I used to have some respect for doctors or supposed scientists, university panels, etc., who came out with dietary recommendations. Not much fat or no fat, and this kind of fat and this kind of bacon will kill you, bacon is required, coffee, etc., etc. I have seen such a kaleidoscope of contradictory information from alleged experts with super credentials that I throw out the whole entire field. I don't pay any attention to how much buttercream I'm allowed or how much anything, because I can show you visual evidence of all of these big scientists. One says the whole trouble with the United States and the cholesterol problem is we don't have enough cholesterol. Then he goes to all his studies and so on. And the other one says the problem with the diet is not enough salt. You can find everything. There's a book on now that if you don't eat a lot of fat, you're really in trouble. People who cut fat out. So they don't, my conclusion is they're like in the position with nutrition, like philosophy was before Thales. They don't know, they got some observations here and there, but they can't put it into any kind of reasonable integrated system. So I just ignore it all. I don't eat poison, but I don't need the Department of Agriculture to tell me that. And maybe the last positive thing is, for many years, I had close friendships that didn't last. It was some kind of philosophical explosion, or else most of them faded away from time and distance. But now I have found, within the last 5-6 years, friends that have what I would have thought at the beginning of my life was a normal, long-standing friendship, no explosions, no fading away. So I would say my new idea is friends can last, but you have to get the right kind of friends, and that I have always found very hard. You have to be able to judge people to do that, and I have certain skills, but I don't have much of that one.